Yes, that's right. You're listening to RDU 98.5. And now it is time for my favourite part of a Monday, thanks to our friends and sponsors at the Court Theatre. It's time for some Court Theatre chats. And this week we have the lovely Edwin and Rebecca in from Tusk Puppets. Good morning, guys.
Kia ora.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
How are you guys going?
We're good. We're a bit tired and groggy on this Monday morning, but we're happy to be here talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in. I'm sure that can't be easy. Rebecca, you're just saying you need more stickers in your life.
I do need more stickers in my life,
Spotting our beautiful sticker windows.
If anyone has any puppet stickers, hit me up.
Has the Court Theatre ever thought of, you know, getting stickers for all its, like, plays and stuff?
They've had fridge magnets, and I think some of the cast internally make fridge magnets as, like, little memorabilia for each show, so we've got a couple of those in our fridge.
And I'm predicting it now, stickers will be next.
Yeah, the next big merch thing.
Watch this space. Right, Tusk Puppets. This sounds like one, quite interesting, but two, quite the undertaking. So I'll kind of leave it to you to explain, but what do you two do exactly?
Such a great question. Basically, we build puppets and we do a lot of puppetry as well, but with the puppets that we build, basically, we build whatever people ask us to. So our latest build is for She Kills Monsters coming up at the Court Theatre, and it's one of our biggest builds to date. So we're making 5 big dragon heads and 5 goblin/kobold characters. The show is all very Dungeons and Dragons, so making lots of those sorts of creatures. Yeah.
My God, what a job. I can't even begin to imagine. But, well, actually, no, I am going to begin to imagine.
Good.
I guess you're physically, you're constructing, what, there's elements to this, because there must be, like, an actual, like, almost a skeleton underneath. And then there's, like, padding and, you know, this fabric and skin and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this must be quite a planned out in advance process, right?
Yeah, well, as much as it can be, Edwin and I both travel a lot for work as well, so this particular build, we've sort of been passing the baton here and there, and so you sort of, one person does something in the workshop, and then you tag out, and then you're like, oh, this puppet skeleton, great, where to from here, and sort of build.
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
From there.
Yeah, the roles are, they sort of divide themselves a little bit. Mm-hmm. I tend to work with the bones and the mechanisms.
Right, right.
And Rebecca's an expert at the finish, the cladding, you know, what goes on top.
Yeah, and then we have an extra challenge this time because Ben Freeth, the director, wants them all to light up as well. So we're also
easy,
playing
then.
With light.
Cool,
yeah.
No worries. Simple. Wow, and I guess like the elephant in the room this time is the scale on which you are working. Without like kind of, you know, giving too much weight, because we still want this to be a surprise. What are you concocting exactly?
We are concocting big, beautiful / maybe scary creatures, and I think it's helpful when we're building together, because Edwin's 6'3" and I'm 5', that it's helpful to make sure that we're catering to each puppeteer that we're building for.
Of course, right.
So, the play is She Kills Monsters, on from the 20th of August to the 31st of August at the Court Theatre. It's a youth company show. But it contains lots of monsters, as is indicated by the title. So I suppose we're making the monsters, or some of the monsters at least. And some of those monsters are so big they need to be worn on a kind of harness, and they They are up above the puppeteer's head and sort of taking up rather a lot of the space.
Oh, my God. My next question was, are they heavy? They must be, I'm assuming.
Well, we do our very best. Like, so much of the design process for us is all totally. About making it light.
I can imagine, yeah.
So we work with a lot of foam and light pipe.
We're coming at this from the perspective of puppeteers who have got into building puppets. So,
oh, interesting. I think okay.
from our side, we're really ready to prioritize the functionality and the, you know, making it comfortable and sustainable for the puppeteer.
Yeah, you get very used to the idea of being like, if someone handed this to me, how would I feel?
Okay. So I was going to ask kind of, how does one get into this? But I take it you both have your own kind of theatre backgrounds.
Yeah, we both have our own theatre backgrounds and then sort of fell into puppetry in different ways. I fell into puppetry at a place in Tamaki Makaurau called Woe Studios, where I got to train with Peter Linz, who's currently Ernie on Sesame Street. So
that's
pretty puppet nerd heavy epic time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then last year I did Winnie the Pooh around Australia, which was directed by Sebastiano Ricci, who's also a current Sesame Street puppeteer. So yeah, the puppetry community worldwide is like very small and very niche and very delightful.
Oh my God, that is so cool. And what's your story?
It's a little more succinct in that I did a show called Room on the Broom, which is for young audiences, and I toured it around a lot, sort of back in 2018, 2019.
Is that a book? Yeah. Room on the Broom? Yeah.
It's a kids' book by Julia Donaldson.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. Yes.
Yeah, and so there are a bird and a dog and a frog, and so there are puppets in this show. So I was cast in that and then did it for many months, and learnt a lot that way, and we had a director over from the UK for that, from Tall Stories, who are the local, the people who came up with the show from the UK. So that was really fun and really engaging, and engaged my sort of puppet nerd brain and set me on this path, yeah.
Oh, I think this would be really fun, I can imagine. I take it there's a design stage first, paper, pens. Do either of you have a construction background at all?
No, not at all.
And even the drawing, that you see with costume designers and people making props and set, they're often very good with pen and paper and just artistic in that way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you feel a little bit of an imposter, kind of.
Yeah, right. I feel like heavily imposter because I'm not a good drawer at all. There's no way that I could draw any of the things that I build. But yeah, but sculpting is kind of different, and then you make your patterns from there. And
on this build, there are sketches that were done, just because of the way the design stage kind of had to happen. There was also the director was away on his honeymoon for a while, so they did a lot of fight choreography because there's a lot of battles in this play. And so they did that at the start of the rehearsal period, which meant they needed prototypes to know what the monsters they were fighting with. That happened quite early on, and so we had to speed along the design phase for a couple of the different creatures.
But then it sort of grows from there. You know, you do one prototype, and then you're like, how can we adjust this, make it better for the next one.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because I really want to get in on the puppet game.
Welcome.
We're
taking members. So
would you, because I take you have to be kind of a bit of a whiz with sewing machine, right?
Well, this is a contentious part of the building process, because I sew everything by hand. Paul Lewis, who is a puppeteer who lives in Tamaki Makaurau, he taught me how to make puppets, and he sews everything by hand. So I sort of had this attitude that I should sew everything by hand. But we're making really big puppets at the moment.
Yeah, so by hand's not efficient.
Yeah. It's not efficient, but it looks good.
Because the reason I sort of ask is this a case of, like, you build the thing, you get, like, the skin, the fabric, I guess, and then just like sort of pull it over and stitch the whole thing up?
Yeah, kind of. Especially with this one, because they're going to be filled with light, they will be quite hollow on the inside.
Yeah, right,
whereas
right.
some other puppet builds that we do, they would be like relatively sturdy on the inside. You'd use a lot thicker foam, so you've got like more of a solid body, I suppose.
This is so interesting. Do either of you have a favourite puppet you've ever made?
Oh, you first.
We made a Christmassy crocodile called the Jingle Bell Croc last year, and it was incredibly stressful, and the material we chose was suboptimal. But I really love the result, and yeah, there's something delightful about the Jingle Bell Croc.
Wow, nice. One of my favorite builds is probably the hat who shall not be named. But yeah, just like it's quite fun when you get a really specific brief and try to replicate something already exists. But aside from that, probably Candy and Disco Doug are my favorites. We had a couple of hand and rod puppets and puppeteers on What Now for a little while.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah, I vaguely remember that. I feel like I've seen something about that. Right, well, I quite frankly can't wait to see these. So neither of you are going to be here.
No, neither of us will be here in the show or in the city at the time of the thing, so we won't get to see the show either.
Was just such an ordeal. You're both like, I need to leave
for a while.
Is that the case?
No, not at all. We just have other work on and we're gutted that we can't see it because it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So are you two like in demand for what you do, like across the country? Like, are you Christchurch based?
Yes, we are currently Christchurch-based. Rebecca hails from Auckland and does a fair bit of work up in Auckland as well.
Yeah, right.
Not necessarily in demand for this. There are other people who make puppets and teach puppetry and puppeteer things in Auckland and Wellington and, well, all over the country. But, yeah, we do find ourselves having to say no, unfortunately we're not available for that thing, which is a happy position to be in, you know.
It's a challenge to balance what it is that you want to do, right? And sort of like accepting a puppet build is quite a long-term project. But then if random gigs come up as performers, then it's different.
I was gonna ask about that, like, so do you two perform much and stuff?
Yeah. So the last build that we did for the Court Theatre and for Ben Vreeth as well was for when they did Frozen Junior. We made Olaf and Sven. So when we did that build, I was about to go to, well, halfway through the build, I got offered a gig in Australia. So I was sort of like, okay, bye. And then this build, Edwin's been offered a gig in the UK. So he's like, okay, bye. And it's just like, as long as one of us is always here to finish the project,
yeah,
then it's
right,
fine.
Right.
Yeah,
right, right. What is Sven in Frozen?
Sven is the reindeer.
Right. There we go. Yeah. I thought Sven was a person. I was like, why are you making a puppet of a person? But I guess you probably have done that, right?
I don't know if we have made any people puppets. I tend to shy away from builds like that because they look really creepy really quickly. We have made some babies, actually. Made some puppet babies.
And we made the divas.
Right, you two.
For Dan, the divas in the dress.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, we made some drag queen puppets one time.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. I actually have to say, it's both criminal neither of you got into radio. You both have great radio voices.
Oh, why, thank you.
We're
quite
that
busy, so stop trying to offer us work.
what about, you could do like a puppet show.
On the radio.
Well, it wouldn't really work, would it?
There's a lot of voice work associated with puppet shows. Yeah. We did The Lost Sock at the Court in the April school holidays, and often there are tracks within a show like that where you have to voice four or five different characters and differentiate those voices.
Right, yeah.
But I think it's a real avenue for performers who are maybe slightly on the more introverted side. Things like puppetry and voice work is so much more fun and more anonymous. So you can just like go into work, be silly, and no one recognizes you in the street, which is
Yeah, right. That's actually a really interesting point. I was going to ask how did you get into it, but we know that already. She Kills Monsters, when is that on?
It's the 20th of August until the 31st at the Court Theatre. It's in the little pub charity studio space. So if you've been to the Court but you haven't been to a show in their sort of other second smaller space, then that's something cool to check out.
Yeah, totally, totally. And it's a great space, that one. And it's smaller, but it's not like small, really.
No. And it's got a nice big high ceiling, and so there's lots of room for the set and for these monsters to come out of the darkness.
They have a pretty decent sized cast as well, so all of their cast and all of the puppets are...
Was there a point where you thought, oh, we might need the main stage for this?
We're not really a part of those particular decisions, but it would be awesome.
I was in the building on the day when the director and the set designer were walking around in the space and with a measuring tape, and I think were experiencing that. And then Ben came up to me and was like, this particular monster, what's the maximum width of the monster? Yeah. And I gave him a figure and he's like, good, it just needs to fit through a gap in between two set pieces.
You know, when the measuring tape comes out, that it's all hell's breaking loose. I just want to say thank you to both of you for coming in. This has been an absolute delight because this is so interesting, and it's so refreshing to have really unique guests. That sounds like such a digger. Oh my goodness. That was shady. No, it's just...
Thanks, Mom.
No, it's just lovely to have, something different in the studio right now. So thank you so much. To every guest I've ever had, I'm so sorry. I didn't find you boring. One more time, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Our pleasure.